This is HPR episode 2661 entitled, My Music Production Setup. It is hosted by Claudio Miranda and is about 11 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Claudio M. shares his music production setup.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Radio. This is Claudio Miranda, also known as Claudio M. Just wanted to do a recording this time around describing what's in my music production setup. I guess it's not the best title, but I just want to talk about that, how I use Linux to compose and arrange and produce the music that I do. So I'm going to kind of go into a little bit of my own history. I studied sound engineering many years ago. I took piano lessons since I was a little kid. I worked with a lot of different programs. As a matter of fact, back in the days of the classic Mac OS, I used to use a program called MasterTrax Pro, which is a MIDI sequencing software. I also used that on Windows when I moved to the Windows platform some years after, when I had a computer at home because I couldn't afford a Mac at the time. So that helped me a lot with composing. I had a Kawai K4 synth, which I still own, but that was my main keyboard synthesizer at the time. So kind of shoot forward to early to mid 2000s, I managed to get myself an iMac G5, since I was still preferring the Apple platform. I had moved on to OS X, and even though I could run MasterTrax using the classic mode, eventually got to the point where I couldn't, so I started kind of doing stuff on GarageBand. I liked how it functioned, plus I could also work with digital audio. So that worked for me for a good while. I was still using Linux on the side just for my everyday stuff. It really was my secondary platform at the time. And then my primary was Mac OS X. But I started dabbling with dual booting the PowerPC port of Ubuntu back in the day on that iMac, and as a matter of fact, it ran much better than Mac OS X did. And so I said, let me try some of these music apps that I know about, because I had used Ubuntu Studio on the x86 side, but I don't know if there was a port for the PowerPC. So what I did is I installed the meta packages for Ubuntu Studio from the PowerPC port of Ubuntu, and I had all the applications. So I would tinker around with stuff like LMMS, Linux Multimedia Studio, Qtractor, Muse, a few other things, Jack, of course, which was the underlying software that I used for the audio routing. If you're not familiar with Jack, it's a recursive acronym that stands for Jack Audio Connection Kit, and allows for real-time audio processing. It's not perfect, but it does a job. It does a very good job if you pretty much know what you're doing. So I used that. There was a tool called QJack CTL that put a cute graphical, not as in C-U-T-E, but cute as in the cute library, graphical interface to Jack. And it made it a lot easier to to make the necessary connections for the audio and for the MIDI signals. And that was working for me for a while until that iMac started giving me hardware problems, and eventually it just was no more. So at that point, I realized that I need to get myself off this Apple ecosystem, and so I eventually moved to the PC, running Linux primarily. And I did work with some music stuff, but I was still having issues with a lot of what they call X-runs, which is dropouts on the signal processing or audio processing using Jack, which can cause some problems as you're recording and doing stuff. May even cause some music apps to crash. So I kind of did some stuff with it, but it was I found myself spending more time trying to troubleshoot the problems than actually working on music, so it would get a little frustrating. So time would pass, and, you know, let's talk about present day. I now have my Fedora laptop running on a Core i3 CPU. Runs very well. The apps I use are pretty much the same. I've kind of boiled it down to a few applications for now, even though I have installed almost the kitchen sink. But I also have kind of throwing back a bit to the past. I recently acquired a Power Macintosh G5 with dual processors, dual 1.8 gigahertz G5 processors. So I have a PPC port of Debian installed, a PPC 64 actually, 64-bit installation of Debian on it, and I've installed all the apps, and it works pretty well. I can't complain. I have to say that in the time that I've used all this stuff, and Jack specifically, it's gotten a lot better at handling, and even the Linux kernel has gotten a lot better at handling almost real-time audio processing. So I was very happy to see that. I noticed improvements on my laptop and on this machine, on this Power Mac. So what do I use on both of these? Very simple. I use QJack CTL, again, which is what controls Jack. It's a front end for Jack. I also use QTractor, which is if you're familiar with Ardor, it's something like that, though not as beefy as Ardor, I would say. But it's good. It's very much like GarageBand. I would consider it the GarageBand. It even sort of looks like GarageBand. And it does digital audio, does MIDI. You can load a bunch of different software synths and software plugins. There's LV2 plugins. I think it also supports VST and various other DSSI plugins, so like different software synths. So I use QJack CTL, which controls Jack, QTractor for my sequencing and audio recording. And for the sounds, I use Hydrogen, which is a drum machine. I use that obviously for the drums, and it has different sound libraries, different drum libraries, which is pretty neat. Very, very nice piece of software. I also use various software synths. The main one I use is Yoshimi, which is a fork of Zinad SubFX. Works very well. Works also as a plugin for adding through QTractor. I also use Fluid Synth, which is an engine for loading sound fonts, which you can get on the internet. Just do a search for sound fonts on Google or whatever your preferred search engine is, and you'll find a ton of them. There's a lot of them that are also open source and free to use, so I highly recommend that. I use Hexter, which is an FM synth, similar to the Yamaha DX7 back in the day. Bunch of effects, the CAF effects, CALF, those are very good. I pretty much just load the kitchen sink when it comes to the plugins, so, and then just pick and choose and test. But that's pretty much it. Those are the apps I use. How I go about composing or producing the music that I do, it depends, just how I feel. Really, it's just based on my mood and my feeling. I may start with a drum pattern, or I may start with a keyboard riff, or I may start with some sort of a particular pattern, which another piece of software I was just reminded, since I mentioned patterns, is QMIDI ARP, which is a it's a MIDI sequencer / arpeggiator. So if you're familiar with the sequencers from back in the analog days, it would just play a sequence depending on how you would turn the knobs on them for the pitch and the sound. And it would play a pattern over and over and over. So that's one that I also use. I used it recently for a song that I'm working on that takes the bombo, which is a drum, a type of percussion that's that they use a lot in Argentine folk music, and I started working with that, and I used the QMIDI ARP to play a loop of a pattern, and I would actually take my keyboard during different parts of the song and trigger different keys, and it would change the key, the actual key signature of the pattern, which is good because then I can actually vary it a little bit, so the pattern wouldn't be so repetitive. So that's pretty much what I use. Can't think of anything else. So we have Jack, QJack CTL to control Jack, QTractor, Hydrogen, Yoshimi, QMIDI ARP, a bunch of software synths like Hexter, Fluid Synth, Y-Synth is another one, AM Synth is another one. I think that's pretty much it. I can't think of any other ones. Audacity, of course, I've used to mix down, which actually I'm using that to record this episode right now. So that's pretty much it. I'll have a list of the applications and their links in the show notes if you want to check them out, plus some other information. So feel free to check them out. All right, well, that's it for this episode, and be sure to record your own for Hacker Public Radio because we always need shows. So looking forward to hear one from all of you out there. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.